Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we focus on building your business through tangible strategies and ideas, all through the lens of the Christian faith, leaning on God as our strength and guide as we learn, grow, and encourage each other. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. So welcome back. Today, I want to talk to you about another aspect of your business that can remain stable even when the environment is unstable. Serving. What? How does that make sense? I'm barely hanging on and you want me to serve other people? Well, yes. Serving is always a bridge to growth. Why, you ask? Because that's the biblical example. In addition to the well-known parable of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus gives us the example of sharing time, effort, and money, Jesus also commands us to love one another, love your neighbor as yourself, honor each other, take care of the oppressed, the poor, the widows, the orphans, and other believers, and the list goes on and on. Let's look at the parable of the Good Samaritan a little bit deeper. I think Jesus wanted to point out four things that we can implement daily. Number one, the Good Samaritan and the hurt man would not have normally interacted. Number two, the Good Samaritan put himself in harm's way to serve the hurt man. Number three, the Good Samaritan takes time to dress the man's wounds. And number four, the Good Samaritan financially supports the man. So first I want to ask you, who are people that God brings into your path through your business that you may not normally come into contact with? Is there a mail carrier that picks up your packages? Is there a secretary that helps you with a vendor? Is there a restaurant where you order from a lot and you see the same servers? I think it's important to understand that every path that connects can be an opportunity for us to love and serve and to share the love of God with other people. But we have to be looking for it sometimes. Next, I want to ask you, are we willing to make ourselves uncomfortable to serve others? I'm not even talking about putting ourselves in physical danger. I'm just talking about making ourselves uncomfortable. This has been a place of conviction for me. Am I serving others with my energy, time, and finances, even when it's uncomfortable? So for me, although I could have an endless amount of work each day, and I know you do too, one of the ways that I've felt led to use my flexibility of schedule is to volunteer weekly, check in and take care of neighbors and friends, and be available for my family. But Jen, none of these are uncomfortable. I know, right? I agree. I'm thankful to live in a first world country, but sometimes it is a sacrifice of time to volunteer. It's a sacrifice of time to see a neighbor outside and go visit. But in the grand scheme of things, it's so minor. I would just ask you to be self-reflective on this. Are there areas where it may be a little uncomfortable, but where the Lord is leading you to go? Okay, third, here's that part about time again. Do you ever feel guilty when you're not working? Oh, maybe that's just me. But while God does ordain work, nowhere does it say that work should take all of your time. And we've talked about this quite a bit. So sometimes God calls us to give our time in serving others. I'm sure you've heard the saying, every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. I think this is why serving often gets pushed to the bottom of the list. But Jesus calls us to love others. He showed this by washing his disciples' feet, not just one of them, all of them. This takes time. He showed this by actually going to Peter's mother-in-law's house to heal her when he could have just said the word. He does this by going to Lazarus's grave to be there with Mary and Martha instead of just saying the word and healing or raising Lazarus from the dead. He ate with people. He went to people. And I think he expects us to do the same. Okay, and last, this can be a hard one. The Good Samaritan supports the man financially. If you are in the beginning phases of your business, I'm sure money is tight, especially in the unstable landscape that we're currently living. But generosity is not just expected when times are good. In fact, I found that in many cases, God looks at our faith in being generous and rewards us accordingly. Being generous is often an act of faith, giving with the trust that God will provide. So how do we know when to give? I gave to a cause about a month ago, and clearly it put me on a list because I've gotten calls from 4 additional organizations this month. No, I didn't give to all of them. But if you ask God to show you where to be generous, I believe that He's going to show you. But in my business, you may say, how do I serve others within my business? But if you ask God to show you where to be generous, I believe He will show you. Another example of this is in the early church. In Acts 8:32 through 35, it says, all the believers were united in heart and mind. I mean, as a side note, how great would that be? And they felt that what they owned was not their own. So they shared everything they had. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. There were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. Y'all, there is so much packed in these verses and in the culture and the environment that these early Christians were living. But there's a couple of things that really jumped out at me. First of all, they felt that what they owned was not their own. And if you feel like you are holding super tight to your money, and this was a struggle for me because I really had to dig myself out of a hole several years ago, I think we have to get that mindset. Every good and perfect gift is given from the Lord. And so what He has blessed us with, whether it's a little bit or a lot, is not ours to do whatever we want with. It is His that He is giving to us to steward. That's a mindset shift there for a lot of us. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So because these new believers were doing all of these things to help each other and help the needy, it was allowing a platform for the apostles to spread the word about Jesus. And I think that when we give and when we serve, it's creating a platform for us to share about Jesus. And then I love this, God's great blessing was upon them all. I mean, isn't that what we want anyways, you know? And so these believers got this great blessing because they were giving to other people. There were no needy people among them. Anyways, this verse is one of my favorites, and it just really jumps out at me as an example of the mindset that we are supposed to have. But in my business, you may say, yes. If you're a faithful entrepreneur, your business becomes your platform for serving others. So let's think about this in light of our business. God brings you customers. Are you serving them? Do you have a team? Are you serving them? Do you network with other business owners? How do you serve them? Does God bless you with profits? Do you bless others financially? What about potential customers? Do you wait until they pay you to serve them, or do you serve first? What about vendors or secretaries or people who don't directly add profit to your business? Do you serve them? And then here's a big one, at least for me. Do I serve people who are not serving me? People who have nothing to do with my business, but everything to do with who we are as Christ followers. These are some tough questions, and they take intentionality, especially when we feel like we are drowning in work or worry. Sometimes, at least for me, this can honestly seem like one more thing to do, but I'm working on this being part of the way that we operate. So here's the business principle that is strangely biblical. The more people we serve within our business, the more our business will grow. When you serve your customers, your team, people you come in contact with, you build your know, like, and trust factor, and people will ultimately buy from you. Be careful of your motives here. We don't serve in order to get a sale, but the more giving that we are, the more we seem to receive. So what does this actually look like? Maybe it's taking the time to ask your clients about their life. Maybe it's sending a treat or taking a meal to a client who's going through a hard time personally. Maybe it's giving value or help to someone in your network for free. Maybe it's doing a favor for someone. Maybe it's sending a handwritten note. Maybe it's providing a service above and beyond. This is between you and the Lord. There's not a one-size-fits-all checklist for serving. I believe that serving is a matter of the heart, and I believe that it's a mindset. But if you are asking and seeking, the Lord's going to provide people for you to serve. So I want to remind you that if you're a business owner or you're in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, Faith Filled Entrepreneur. Follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber, JEN_KLEIBER, to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and download and share, and we'll be back with another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.